Jeff Dixon, who has led the Victoria Airport Authority for a dozen years as president and chief executive, is retiring in September. When Richard Paquette left the job as chief executive in 2011, Dixon moved from BC Ferries to head the Airport Authority, a non-profit organization managing Victoria International Airport. Prior to his time with BC Ferries, he spent 12 years with Calgary-based Canadian Airlines. Dixon focused on the airport playing a larger role in the local economy. During his tenure, a range of businesses moved onto airport lands, including the recent custom-built Amazon distribution center, which caused some consternation among neighbors concerned that it was too large. Amenities such as a 9-kilometer-long multi-use trail around the airport and public art were added to the site. The Lost Airmen of the Empire sculpture, honoring the airmen who gave their lives at Pat Bay Station during the Second World War, was unveiled in 2017. Environmental cleanup of waterways was high on Dixon's agenda. One major project saw the path of Ray Creek diverted into a tunnel to protect it from pollutants originating from the airport's old industrial lands. Passenger numbers grew by nearly 40% between 2011 and 2019, when the airport handled nearly 2 million passengers. Numbers of travelers plummeted in the wake of COVID, but are recovering rapidly. The airport ended 2022 with 1.49 million passengers and strong growth in the start of the year. The airport has undergone major capital improvements under Dixon's leadership, including modernization of the terminal building to make it more efficient. Other projects saw the airfield capacity increase and runway safety improved. At the same time, the Airport Authority remained debt-free, it said in a statement. Under Geoff's leadership, Victoria Airport Authority created an exceptional airport, championed environmental initiatives and prudently developed airport lands to diversify revenue and create jobs for the community, Board Chair Kathy Aunsted said Tuesday. She noted that the airport has received several awards during Dixon's tenure, winning the title of Best Regional Airport, and Most Financially Efficient Airport with fewer than 5 million passengers. His steady leadership in navigating the pandemic with no staff layoffs ensured VAA was well positioned for recovery, Aunsted said. Dixon said it has been a privilege and an honor to have served Victoria International Airport, crediting the ongoing success of the airport to the collective efforts of a dedicated board of directors, a talented team of employees and committed industry partners. The Airport Authority's board of directors has set up a task force to oversee the search for a replacement. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.